This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarterbacks on the draft board drop into late in the round, and you're the Browns. Would you have any interest in trying to move up to take, say, Bo Nix from Oregon, to take Michael Penix from Washington, and then you have him sit there and develop behind Deshaun Watson at the most important position on a football field? I think no. And I say it because Jameis Winston is here, and you have Tyler Huntley, and you have Dorian Thompson-Robinson. And I don't know that those guys are the guys that you would trade up to do that for. In theory, I don't mind it, Andy. You know, if it were one of the other guys that dropped, then they're not going to. So it's ridiculous to talk about. If J.J. McCarthy drops, okay. I don't think that's happening. I just wouldn't do it for those two guys right now, based on everything.
If I'm Andrew Berry, I got to think about the future. I have a draft where I did a lot of work in free agency. I don't know how many more young guys I need to bring in, but I do like to bring these guys in because they're on rookie contracts. So that's a positive of whoever we bring in. And if I'm not 1,000% sold on Deshaun Watson, and I want to bring somebody in here that I can kind of get ready for the NFL and not have to throw them out on the field, then yeah, you're also walking away. You're 100% walking away from DTR at that point if you do it too, right? That's over. DTR's gone.
Yeah, I would think that's over.
In that scenario.
Yeah.
So if they think that one of probably those two guys, right?
Well, let me throw this thought at you, okay?
Okay.
Pro Football Focus has Penix dropping into the second round.
So Bo Nix would be at the end of the first and Penix would be in the second?
They actually have Penix being drafted by Minnesota in the second round after Minnesota took J.J. McCarthy in the first. They have him drafting both of them.
Wouldn't be the first time we've seen that.
No, I think it would be the first time we've seen it with rounds one and two. But see, this is
good food for thought.
It's the type of question that might come up.
It depends on a couple things here again. I do think salary-wise, I do think you can do it. How do you feel about Bo Nix? How do you feel about Michael Penix? Do you think that those guys are franchise quarterbacks down the road and just need a little time in the league to figure it out? And then if you're ready to make it. The other thing that we're just not taking into consideration is how healthy is Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, that's
how healthy is. They know better than we do, okay? And if they made this kind of a move, that would make me think, man, he's not healthy, and they don't think he's going to make it the whole season, and they really don't think he's going to live past his contract.
Pro Football Focus has Nix dropping to 44.
Liv is a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Going to the Las Vegas Raiders, which is interesting. And for what it's worth, they have the Browns taking an interior defensive lineman, Chris Jenkins from Michigan. Donald's in Cleveland. Donald.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, y'all? First time caller.
Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Yeah.
No problem. I think anything is possible, but I think it's a 0% chance that they do that. I think it's a chance they trade, but I think everything that has happened this offseason has been catered to Deshaun. I mean, the Ken Dorsey hire is in direct to Deshaun. for the shotgun spread RPO game. And then they couldn't really bring back Joe Flacco because of the fans. So drafting the quarterback in the first round, I mean, some fans just haven't endeared to Deshaun Watson yet. So it's going to be impossible to draft the quarterback in the first round. The second he throws an interception, it's over, in my opinion.
It's interesting. Would you move up for something else, Donald?
I mean, it's the wide receiver. It's draft class is so top heavy. So I believe there's a chance if like a Troy Franklin, who I'm a big fan of, I think you could go out and get a guy like that. But when it gets to the third round, the receivers aren't going to be great. So I don't know if they'll do it. I think there's a possibility they'll do it, but we, as a franchise and as Browns fans, obviously are in a situation we're not accustomed to, which is our roster don't need much right now. Right.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's not a lot of holes. So we are able to, you know, kind of have the freedom to do what we want with the pick, Andrew Berry. I don't know what he'll do. We'll see. This is our first time with a second round pick since Jeremiah. So I don't know if they'll trade up. I think there's a possibility they'll trade up because I do think a lot of quarterbacks will be taken early. And I think the Browns, I mean, 54 is still late in the second round, in my opinion. So I don't know if they'll stay there. I don't think they will. I never thought they would. But I don't – a quarterback, I highly, highly doubt it, especially after Jameis Winston, which I agree. I think Jameis Winston was a great signing.
Donald, thanks for calling for the first time. Appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Thanks
man.
Donald in Cleveland. I think there's a possibility they trade up for something else. I'll tell you what it is in a minute. Anthony's in Elyria. Anthony.
Anthony.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Good. How are you? With us, Anthony.
All right, great. Hey, I got a question for you guys. I've been listening. Obviously, we've been listening for the last month about the draft prospects, and everyone, you know, you hear everybody because you know, I'm a 92.3 guy. So how about this? I hear people say, "Well, there's going to be receivers, and there's going to be a linebacker, and we need this." Whatever happened to just drafting the best guy available, whether you trade up, trade back, or stand pat? Like, whatever happened to that? Like, that
I think that's Anthony. I think that's where they are this year. I've never felt that more sure of that than this year.
Yeah, yeah, you should, because you know that's what Belichick lived on, and the good people like Ron Wolf, Hall of Fame general manager Ron Wolf from the Packers, and you know, you just, why don't you just draft it? I don't care if the best player is a quarterback, take him. If the best player is a tackle, offensive tackle, take him. You know, if the best player, just take the best player available according to your board, and you can't go wrong that way. That's just my thought. I just want to see what you thought.
Anthony, I agree with you completely, especially in the situation the Browns are in this year. Because when you look at this roster, you just think there appear to be no glaring needs. No glaring needs, which to me means best player available. And I don't care for it when teams draft for need, especially with later round picks, Andy. You know, you can say the same in the first round. If you pass up what you think is a really good talent to go for a need, usually in the first round, it seems like good talent and need can match up. But later in the draft, if there's somebody, you know, you're sitting in the fourth round, fifth round, there's somebody there who you have really highly rated. I don't care what he's playing. You take him. And I agree with that. I do think that Andrew Berry might be aggressive and try and move up for one of two spots. One of two spots, and David in Cleveland is going to share one of them with us right now. David.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. Hey, how are you, David?
Okay, I think the Browns should stay right where they're at. I think they need to add on to some more weapons for whichever quarterback that we have, try to get the best receiver at that point, and preferably a bigger receiver. I've got your thoughts on that.
David, you're speaking my language, and if you've listened to the show at all, you know I'm a big proponent of adding even more to the wide receiver group. They did chat with Ladd McConkey, wide receiver from Georgia, who's a bigger guy. And I think he'd be an interesting guy. And we'll see. I think receiver, if one guy that they think is really going to be good is on the board, upper part of the second round, Andy, I could see them trading up to get a wide receiver that they really, really like, or a defensive tackle. Those are the two spots that I could see them actually moving up to draft. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I think you stay at 54 and you draft best player on the board. yeah. regardless of position.
You talk about the height, and what do you got? You got Cooper and Judy are both 6'1". Elijah Moore is under 6 foot. Cedric Tillman's, what, 6'3"?
Yeah.
All right, so,
you know, Cedric's the guy that we all hope really comes through. I mean, you drafted him. He's got the body type. He's the downfield target. He could be the end zone target as well that you're looking for to add to the team.
You know, Michael Woods is back next year, too, if they want him. So
I find it difficult to hold out for guys who were late-round draft choices who may or may not develop. Maybe Michael does, maybe he doesn't. Usually you wouldn't say that about a third-round choice, but that's been the case with the Browns when it comes to wide receivers.
Yeah, I mean, David Bell's going to have to play for his position this year. And Bell's 6'1", yeah. too, you know?
I think David is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Cedric Tillman brings a little different skill set that I think could really fit.
So you're saying, I just want to double check, if you're drafting for need at position depth, right? That's what we're talking about?
I don't think there's anything that has a screaming need on this team right now. Other than in my world, another wide receiver who could be a big-time playmaker. Here's the other thing to think about with that. Amari Cooper is in the last year of his contract, and he's 30. You're going to want to pay Amari to stick around? Or is Amari going to become one of those receivers at the end of his career who's taking a one-year deal here, a one-year deal there, that kind of guy? I don't know the answer.
I'm Amari, I'm trying to sign a two-year extension now.
I would, too.
Now is the time to
go get paid.
Yeah,
right,
if they
now,
would let
here.
Him do it, I would do it.
And if I'm the Browns, Andy, I think I'm doing that, too. I think he's a terrific wide receiver. I wouldn't want to move on from him. But you know how the business works in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you make a preemptive strike and you bring in your number one or two receiver, pair him with Jerry Jeudy in a year or so. I don't think you can give your franchise quarterback enough weapons. And I think you have two receivers who you can think of right now, like, yep, okay, that's good. Because Elijah Moore didn't show enough last year. Maybe he'll show enough this year. And Cedric Tillman, I don't think, had enough balls thrown to him last year. We'll see if that changes this year. And why do wide receivers not get balls thrown to them, Andy? Because
they're not open?
They're not open, or the quarterback doesn't trust them.
Or the play wasn't designed for them.
If the play wasn't designed for him, well, then the coaching staff doesn't trust him.
That's the
throw him more balls.
I still lean towards an offensive lineman. Like, I think that with that second round pick, I think they're going to take an offensive lineman.
That to me makes, I understand it completely. And that is without doubt the biggest depth move you could possibly make, I think, for this team. Jeff Shadell wrote, and Jeff was with us at 11 o'clock talking Cavs, and you asked him a draft question, and he said he just wrote a piece saying guard. Well, that makes perfect sense if you're looking for the depth move long-term play, because Joel Bitonio is still one of the best guards in the business, and I think Wyatt Teller is too, and they're going to start for you next year. But Joel's a little older. Wyatt's a little older. How long are they on this team? How long do they want to keep playing? And that, to me, is the ultimate, boy, we're pretty loaded everywhere, depth move.
So I think that I like the way they – I think they liked Whipler last year. And I'm just looking
at – too early to tell, but yes, you would think so because they drafted him. He's the new Nick Harris.
Yeah.
In other words, he's going to get a year or two or three to figure it out.
I'm just looking at who's still on the roster. So,
and Nick's not here anymore. Nick went back to Seattle.
Is Michael Dunn sticking around? Okay, yeah.
Well, they just signed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just brought him back. They like him. And to me, he's the ultimate fill-in wherever you need him guy. He's played tackle, he's played guard, he's played center. He's the ultimate guy in that regard.
Drew Forbes is like one of the oldest guys on the roster now. Isn't that amazing?
Ever gonna play? Ever going to play?
Still on the roster.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We're kicking it around, folks. There are things coming up, and you know, we haven't had the draft talk we often have here. In fact, maybe for a couple of years, Andy, because of all those first-round picks going to Houston. But I think it's really interesting. And for a team that has a really solid roster all the way around, I think it becomes really intriguing. You just sit there and let the draft board come to you and you just make your picks? Or is this the year, because of the team you have, because you think you can compete, because you think you're going to be a playoff team and maybe beyond, where you get really aggressive and you get a guy who you think can help you this year? I think it's something that Andrew Berry really has to think about because, okay, if you don't need anything, well, what could finish this thing off then? What could make you a team that becomes a
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Potential Super Bowl team. Could a draft pick and going up and getting a guy do that for you? Maybe. 216-474-0092. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Zach Harper, Athletic, NBA writer, talking Cavs playoffs with us. All coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.